Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you, Tamika.
Hey, Miss Ann, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I am excellent. I'm excellent, good. It's kind of like a hectic day because I've been traveling today. So I just got on the West Coast. Did a little shopping, preparing for some things I have going on tomorrow. So I'm really excited about tonight. How do you feel about tonight, Missy?
As always, excited. Down to see who is nominated this year. So excited. Can't wait to see what's going on.
I know. This is our fourth year going strong where NBC is honoring those who are doing their thing in the literary game. So I'm really excited to dish out the nominees. And also, if you're not able to listen to us now, we're also going to be tweeting it out. So if you follow us at Twitter, A and Book Club, we're going to be giving out the nominees on there as well. But for those who are not familiar, AMC started back in 2008 by myself. My name is Tamika Newhouse, with the sole purpose of promoting and exposing the unknown writer. And we have been going on ever since 2008 with just promoting and just, you know, just doing what we do. And in 2009, I started the AMC Literary Award so that the authors who are unknown or who don't have a big platform can have the opportunity to win accolades and be recognized for their work. So with that being said, we're going to have a variety of different people on the show this evening that's going to be announcing some of their categories. The first person to come on to the show is going to announce their category is Ms. Azarelle, who's the CEO of Life Changing Books. I look up to this woman so much because she's doing her thing. She's making a great stamp in the urban literature world, period. I'll let her tell you about what she has accomplished with her own independent label and what she has done as an individual herself. So Azarelle's going to come on, and she's going to announce the nominees for Book Club of the Year. So without further ado, Ms. Azarelle, if you can hear me. Hello and welcome.
I can hear you loud and clear, Ms. Tamika, and you have to tell me later how much I owe you for that wonderful, wonderful little recognition that you just gave me. I appreciate it.
That day, and I was thinking right now, so anybody can be witness, girl, I need this, I need that, and I need a smile.
You are too sweet. You are too sweet. So I first want to thank you for even asking me to come on and announce the nominees for Book Club of the Year. You know, this has been an incredible year for me. The amount of love that I get from you, I really, really appreciate it, and all my authors do as well. We're actually at a party right now for LCB, and I told them I had to step outside to do this for you, so they all said, hey, you know, give her some shout-outs for us and send our love. LCB was actually started back in 2003. I wrote my first book, A Light to Remember, at the time, and I really, really couldn't find my way. I was always looking for people like yourself, you know, to actually support unknown black authors and really to just get us started. I was really, really blessed. Within the next 2 to 3 years, I had signed 3 other authors other than myself. And now I have over 18 authors signed to the company, and we have over 60 titles published.
Wow.
You know, we owe it all to the readers, to book clubs, and to just people who, you know, support our work. So, you know, I want to thank you for that as well. You know, and for people who don't know about Life Changing Books, you can always visit us on the web. It's www.lifechangingbooks.net. We have a variety. We don't strictly do urban books. We have a lot of contemporary novels. We even have some teen books to share. We have a lot to offer. So, you know, when in doubt, just check us out. So I definitely want to go ahead and announce the nominees for Book Club of the Year. So I don't know, because I'm first, I'm not sure if you want me to do it in any certain format, or, you know, I got a little drum roll ready if you need that.
No, ma'am.
But
no,
I'm excited.
And, yeah, you just name them out in order. It doesn't mean that you can switch it up. Just do you.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, there are 5 wonderful book clubs who are up for this category. The first is Utha Book Club. Then we have the Divas Divine. We have AALBC. We have Sisters on the Reading Edge. And we have ARC Book Club. So, yay! Congrats to all of those people, because no matter what, they're all winners. So I am really, really happy for them all.
Oh, yes. And again, thank you so much, Ezrin. I know you have to go off to the Party for Life Changing Books, but for, I don't know if you gave out the website and things of that nature and what people can go and purchase Life Changing Books, but can you go ahead and do that before we let you go?
Yes, yes, I'll do that. So it's lifechangingbooks.net. You can also follow me on Twitter, CEO Azarel. Most of the time we're promoting and talking about what new books we have coming out. And I personally have a new book, VIP, that will be coming out in March. It's actually towards the end of March. And I'm really excited about that. I don't get a chance to put out books as often as I'd like to. So, you know, this one is my baby, and I'm excited about it.
And I know that you say that you can't put out that many books because you run a company. So, I mean, I know it's kind of hard to find a balance. So.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to figure this thing out.
With 60 titles, congratulations. That's huge.
Oh. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. But I'm telling you, I could not do it without all the help. So I am just really thankful to everyone. You know, that's both staff, readers, friends, family, everybody. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much, Azarel. And for those who don't know, that Azarel's company, Life Changing Books, is the sponsor for the Baltimore Urban Book Festival, where some of their artists are going to be there featured doing their book signings and speaking. So make sure that you go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com, find out more about the festival, and find out more about Life Changing Books as well. Thank you so much, Azarel, for calling in. And y'all have fun. Don't drink too much tonight. Don't do what I would do.
I'll send you some pics, and you guys have a good evening, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much to Ms. Azarel for calling in. So for those who didn't hear, the nominees, USA, Divas Divine, AALBC, Sisters on the Reading Edge, and ARC Book Club. Congratulations to all of you nominees.
And we got to say, it's USA stands for OOSA. That's the name of their book club. I actually don't know what those initials stand for, but that's their acronym for their book club, OOSA.
Gotcha.
I want to say that because maybe they might listen and say, who the heck is USA? But that's
right.
OOSA.
Right, and then while we're putting that out, AALBC stands for African American Literary Book Club.
Yeah.
I want to say that's correct. And then do we have any other initials in that? I think that's it.
No, we didn't know other initials.
Oh, ARC.
No.
ARC Book Club stands for...
Oh, ARC.
I don't know. We actually have Sister T in the chat room. What does ARC stand for? Type it in real quick. She's typing. I can see it. It says type it. If she don't hurry up... Okay, Advanced Reading Consultation.
Oh!
I didn't know that. All right, that's a really upscale.
They sound classy.
ARC Book Club. And so,
they
and
fancy.
We over here, as a matter of fact, we actually have Sister T on the line right now, and she's going to be announcing the category of Indie Bookstore of the Year. So, Sister T, if you can hear, say hello.
Hello.
How you
hello,
doing?
Hello, Sister T.
I'm great. How is everybody? I'm tired. I just came in from work. I rushed home.
I know.
I got over at 7:30, picked up the kids, took them to get something to eat, and still made it home by 8 o'clock.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Now, tell us a little bit about ARC Book Club before we go into your category.
ARC Book Club, what can I say about these ladies? I'm not a founding member, so I wasn't there in the beginning, but I know that it started with just a group of ladies getting together and having common commodity talking about books. And as they put their reviews on Amazon, they start getting requests to review books. So that is how ARC Book Club was born.
Definitely.
With English Ruler is the founder, Loxy Locks, co-founder. We have 5 active reviewers. We have our newest member is Shy, the reviewer. I'm Director, Vice President of Membership. We also have Simone.
Wow, okay, that's what's up. Art Book Club, and give out the website for the book club as well.
www.arcbookclubincorporated.com. We also have a monthly feature, Authors Across the Water. Loxy Lox is the spearheader of that with Julianne in London, where she interviews authors. So we're international.
Now, you are on to announce the Indie Bookstore of the Year. So I'm going to let you go ahead and go into that and let us know who the nominees are.
Very well. I'm not sure where all the stores are. So the nominees for Indie Bookstore of the Year are The Literary Joint, which I think is in Maryland.
Yeah, yep. In Maryland.
Urban Knowledge, I believe that's in D.C.
Yep.
Horizon Books, not sure where that is.
Philly.
Okay. Deja Vu Book Lounge in Spanish Harlem, New York, and Cartel Books.
That is in Oxon Hill, Maryland.
Congrats to all the nominees.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sister T, and I appreciate you calling in and announcing your category and letting us know a little bit more about Art Book Club.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Oh,
was that
Nicole, I said hi.
Okay.
I'll tell Nicholas you say hello.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm good, girl.
Oh, you know I love you. You showed me around when I came to Vegas.
Yeah. Are we doing side conversations?
You know I love you too, boo.
I'm just saying. I got to give the girl some love. She was on it. And we went to see George Wallace together. Thank you.
Thank you. High five.
Yes. Virtual high five.
They got a
whip. She said high five.
I have no comment.
Why? I'll see you, Tamika, when you come to New York. When are you coming to New York again?
I'll be in New York
next month?
March 19th and the 20th. So I'll hit you up and let you know what I'm going to be doing.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, lady.
I know you'll have your comadres with you, Anna.
Yeah, I'll be there, yes. I will. Thank you so much.
You know, it's very seldom that I roll solo. Y'all got to have at least one other person.
I hear you. I'm not mad at you. I just want to say hi to the other members of ARC, Loxy Lox, English Ruler, Shy, Simone. Love you, ladies. Talk to you later. Thanks for having me. Congrats to all your nominations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Now, who's going to be next, Ms. Tamika?
Let's see. I see that. Let's open up this block phone line and see who this is. Maybe they're just calling in to listen. If you're calling in with a block number and you're one of our announcers, please say hello.
Hello.
You call from, if you're on the line and you're calling in from a block number, I see a 267 and I see a 703. If we didn't call you, you're calling on the line. Okay, so they must be calling
in. Listening.
I'm going to close it back up, and I'm going to open up area code 703. I want to say, I can't remember who this is. And
703
sure.
Is Bonse Howard.
Vonda.
Huh?
Hey, Miss Vonda.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tell
happy to be here.
Tell me about a little bit about yourself before we go into your category.
Okay. Well, I am an author, and also I am the editor-in-chief and co-owner of Black Literature Magazine, and also now new VP of Anaxander Books, Inc. Yoo-hoo! But mainly I'm talking about Black Literature Magazine. We started Black Literature Magazine back in October of 2010, and from there, it literally exploded almost faster than we could keep up with it. We've interviewed well-known such as Tyrese, which was awesome for me to talk to Tyrese on the phone. I was through for like a whole week.
For Tyrese.
Okay. For him to call my phone, for him to say my name, that was too much.
You, for him to say your name, girl.
I know. For him to say my name, that was like too. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And we also talked to Royce from Basketball Wives. We've talked to some of like Quan and Victoria Christian from Murray. So we've talked to a lot of well known people of really, and even Tamika. Miss Tamika has even been in our magazine, so you know we've been really grateful. Yeah.
So Vonda, when is Anna Black gonna get her spot then?
Say it again.
When can Anna Black get her spot?
Anna,
that
be
me.
Send me your info.
I will.
Send me your info.
I definitely will.
Yeah, because no, we love and we especially love highlighting new authors. And, you know, because a lot of times new authors just coming in don't get exposure, you know, so that's why we started the New to the Game section, and we just started the BLM shorts sections where authors can send us in, like, little small short stories, like under, you know, 500 words, like the little snippets, you know, and get published in the mag, because now we're up to, like, 60,000 readers and growing.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're less than 2 years old. We've won 2 awards. It's just been awesome. It's been awesome. We're just so grateful for all the love and attention that people are giving us.
I just Googled myself, too. I am in a magazine.
See?
My bad. My bad.
You didn't know you were there, Tamika.
I just charged it to my brain.
Okay, stop studying. App. Now you didn't know you were here.
I said charge it to my brain and not my heart.
It's okay, boo boo. It's okay.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Mhm. But anybody, you can visit the magazine. Our website is easy: www.blackliteraturemagazine.com. And we're also on Facebook, Black Literature Magazine, a fan page. Come check us out. We do reviews. We're looking for writers, all that. So.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up. All right, well, Ms. Howard, let us know the category that you're announcing.
I am announcing Christian Fiction Author of the Year. And we have 4 nominees. Our nominees are Victoria Christopher Murray, Vanessa Miller, Kimberla Lawson Roby, and Vanessa Davis Griggs.
All right.
And congratulations to all the nominees.
Oh,
Nikki, you keep zoning out. Do you need me to take over the show?
Yeah, I'm multitasking.
Stop multitasking. Just put something away and stop.
Look, I can't stop. I'm doing ABC business. I'm doing the show, I'm tweeting, and a lot of the announcers are texting me and calling me and either not you, girl. It's a lot of mess. But I want to briefly talk about this category. This is the very first year that I actually put out a Christian fiction category, and I never realized I didn't have this category until a Christian fiction writer let me know and made me aware of this. So I want to apologize to all the Christian fiction writers, you know, and let you guys know that you are not forgotten and that we have added you guys to the ballot. And lo and behold, there you are, our very first nominee.
Right. Yay.
Yay.
And thank you so much, Ms. Vonda, for calling in.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
Let us know more about the magazine. And,
sure.
And, of course, since Ann plugging herself in, please, let's put Ann and BLM.
Okay.
Side note real quick. Can we update my picture?
Send me your picture, I will update. And everybody please go to BLM and make sure I update Miss Tamika's picture. Please send me an updated picture. I will go and update your picture.
Thank you, ma'am.
This girl is a mess. And I said I'm going to pinch her real hard.
That's the first time I've been asked that. I would love to update your picture.
Thank you, ma'am. See? And
it's all right.
She wants her skinny girl picture up. That's all it is.
Yeah. Hey, who blames her? Don't I blame her? That's hard. It is hard work.
Stop calling me skinny.
I am very voluptuous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are not voluptuous. Okay. All right. All right.
Okay, but yeah, send me and I will surely update. Make sure you send me the one that I can see you head to T. H to T. Send me that one.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you. From Ann. Thank you.
Okay.
No, Tamika, I'm proud of you. Honestly, I am. I know it's hard work. It is not easy, and you did it. So that's congrats. That's a hard thing to do.
I'm over here snacking on a muffin right now when I want to go get me, like, a fried chicken leg. But you know what? I'm going to make it. So with that being said, again,
you
wanna
bring on the next?
If you're listening to on a playback and you want to get a play-by-play, follow us on Twitter. At AAM Book Club, follow and subscribe to our website at aambookclub.com. We're going to be putting out the full list of nominees. People are asking, are we announcing the winners? No, we're announcing the nominees. The winners will be announced live at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival on May 6th in Baltimore, Maryland. Make sure you go to baltimoreurbanbookfestival.com and you'll be able to see all the details on the events, and as well as information on the awards will be updated as well. So make sure that you go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com. So we're going to go ahead and bring on our next presenter, Mr. Greg Burton. If you can hear us, say hello.
How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Greg.
Now, hold on. Before you start talking, Greg, I just want to go ahead and give you forewarning. Please don't be trying to use your dark, sexy voice. This is not the place. this is a professional setting, okay?
Greg, don't pay Tamika no attention. Just be you.
Thank you, Black. Congratulations on your new book out too.
Thank you. Thank you for plugging me yesterday. I saw that. I was like, look at Greg.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Miss Tamika.
Yes, ma'am.
Tamika.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you like the way he said that?
I tuned Greg Adam. I'm not about to say hot mess.
Wow, that's just wrong.
Yeah. So who do you have to before you tell us about your nominations, tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing, Greg.
All right, my name is Greg Burton. I'm the author of two novels from two different genres. I have an erotica book called What Happened Overseas Stays Overseas. It's my firstborn, that's my baby. And I have a new book that I came out with about 6 months ago called Fool's Eye, which is more of a action suspense book. Both of them are great novels, well written. You'll enjoy them. It's just a really great read. I also have a poet who's out. He's actually coming out with a couple of children's books, which I believe we don't have enough of African American men or women writing children's books. We have a lot for the grown ups, but. He's actually making a new way for the kids, and I read a couple of the stories, and I'm really, really, really happy about this. And you have to excuse me, because I'm going through a little cold tonight.
That's okay.
You don't sound like you're sick.
There's a little bit.
Nah, we can't tell.
Acting. Okay.
Speaking of luck, y'all love her. I swear to God.
Well, you know what, Greg, last year you were nominated in this category, the same category you're about to announce.
Was
you in this category?
I was in that category. I'm glad you remembered and forgot.
You know what? Don't go there. Ugh, black folks. Oh, my goodness. Rude. But,
no, I was in the category last year. It was pretty cool,
right,
too.
The same category
beat, but,
you were about to announce this year. Tell us about your experience last year and then go into announcing the nominees, will you?
The experience last year was really cool. It actually gave me an opportunity to get a little more recognition. A lot of people started knowing my name. More people knew my name that didn't know it before. My book sales went up some, too. And it gave me the opportunity to network in new areas. And, you know, the name of the game around here is to always to continuously network.
Right.
So that really helped out a lot. And then, you know, it's always an honor to be recognized for the work that you put in, too. So, you know, it was a great feeling all over. I didn't win, but, you know, you're not going to win everything doing life as long as you try hard.
Right.
What?
Yeah. And at least you can be nominated. Our books can't even be nominated. So that's a good thing.
That's how I'm real come, trust me.
No, we can't be nominated for AAMBC, not me and Tamika. Because we you know, we wouldn't want to win fair and square, and people think we cheated. So you'll never see Delphine's books in our AAMBC award. So we don't want nobody to think that we over here counting our own ballots and, you know, adding more zeros to our numbers.
Mm, that's how people are, though. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, so that's why we're not in there. We can't do it.
Right. Makes sense.
So, Mr. Burton, go ahead and let us know the nominees for this year.
All right. So what I'm doing is I'm doing Male Author of the Year. We have Ian Williams. We have June Miller. R.M. Johnson. I hope I'm pronouncing his brother's name right. Yaquavis Coleman.
Yep.
Booker T. Madison. Congratulations, brothers, and best of luck to all y'all.
Wow.
I am typing in the chat room as we speak.
And what are they saying?
Go ahead and take over.
Greg, while she's reading chats, how's Michelle?
Michelle's good. She she's on her last semester of school, so she's doing really good.
Well, tell her we said hello.
I will do. And thanks for letting me present the presentees, our nominees.
Thank you so much, Greg.
No problem. No problem. And we will. Hopefully, we'll see you at the Boston Urban Book Festival. Who knows? We'll see.
I think I will be there. I haven't decided yet, but I'm leaning towards going there.
Well, we'll be in New York next month. So we'll look you up.
We'll call you. Hold on, Greg. Let me go ahead and put you on notice. I will be in New York on the 19th and 20th. This time, I want food that I requested. Can we play
first of all, last time you didn't request food. What you said was, I want a home.
I did. I made a request with Michelle, and then you changed up the order.
Well, I do audibles. I play football. But no, we got you this time. We want that barbecue, right? Barbecue ribs.
Yeah, the barbecue ribs. That's what I want.
Yeah,
now, let me mind you, Greg. Now, I will be in New York with Tamika, and I'm coming. I don't eat pork, so please throw a piece of chicken in there.
You don't eat pork.
It's not even about you.
Black folks survived off of 12 for generations after generations. Pork is good for your soul, woman.
You know what? We're not going to. That's another time and place. We'll discuss this when I get to New York.
All right, ladies. Well, y'all have a good night.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, everyone. We're going to move over to our next presenter. This person that's coming on now, I heart her. So she is one of the sweetest persons I know in this industry. The industry is full of a lot of fake people, I say, and I'm not afraid to say it. If you fake, I'm going to let you know. But she is one of the fake people in this industry. She's down to earth. She always has a great personality. And without further ado, let's go ahead and bring her on the line. She already knows who I'm talking about because every time I talk to her, I just smile. Miss Julia, if you could say hello to everyone and let them know a little bit about you.
Hello, everybody. This is Julia Preston. I'm the author of the Strawberry Mansion series and Fornication. And I am so happy to be a part of this and announce the nominees for a reviewer of the year. Hey, Tamika. Hey, Anna. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, lady.
Tamika.
You know what, Anne? It's Anne.
You're so delayed tonight.
Don't make me jump to the phone now. I told you I'm
Bring it. She's been so, now, Julia, I don't know if you've been online the whole entire show, but she's been so delayed tonight, like you would think she's a space girl. Because it's like, I say something, I'm waiting on her to chime in, and I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do, Tamika! And she's like, oh, yeah. So she's in the space for tonight.
I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. We got our social media manager that's maintaining the Twitter, so I don't have to necessarily do that anymore. So shout out to my social media manager. I still have to hold down some of these emails and these text messages I'm getting. But without further ado, Julia, let everybody know what you're doing over there because I haven't actually talked to you on the phone in a while, so I need to know what's going on. Tell everybody about some of your current projects you got going.
I got so much going on. I finally decided to get my resume right because I've been in this industry doing whatever I wanted to do, no matter what. No matter what. So I was like, now it's time to grow up. So I've been growing up and growing my company up. My novels are very successful, and I just want to help other people along because when I started out, like me and Tamika, we started at the same time. We didn't have no guiding hands. We were just had to, you know, fumble and make our own way. So I wanted
right.
to try to make the transition smoother for other authors, and I extended my publishing company, Queen Legacy Books, to do so. And I'm excited about where I'm going and, you know, about the industry, the changes. It's like a level playing field, and I'm very happy about that.
Right. I agree. So, Ms. Julia, the category that you're about to announce, go ahead and let us know and then give us out the nominee.
Okay. I'm announcing Reviewer of the Year. And the nominees are Royal Sisters, Joey Pinkney, Cheryl Francis, Ark, and Urban
Ark again.
Yes. Reviewers hold a space near and dear to my heart. They're very important to this industry, and may the best reviewer win.
All right.
What's up?
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thanks, y'all. You guys rock for this.
Thank you, Ms. Julia. Now, you know, when I come back in town, we have to link up. But, you know, sometimes my schedule is not permitting me, but we have to link up. We have to catch up. And I have to see what you're doing, what's going on over there. You still doing your booth? You still doing the Julia book thing?
I can't be stopped.
That's what's
so up. Definitely. I can't wait to see y'all when y'all come up this end. All right?
That's
and have a good night.
I want to come out there and I want to get on the corner.
Okay.
You know what? You know what, Tamika? That came out wrong.
Excuse me? See?
Julia, wait, Julia. Let her know that you are not a pimp. You are a publisher. You're not a pimp.
I had to protect Tamika when she come down here with, you know, she come down here with her cowtown ways all nice to the people, and she meet these angry Philadelphians. I just wouldn't put her on any corner. We're going to see how tough you can roll this time around, Tamika, when you come through.
Oh, Lord.
Girl,
okay,
Lord,
hey,
Jesus.
I'll greet everybody with my howdy. Thank you very much.
Oh, with your howdy.
I've been in Vegas for a day, and I've been greeted at least five people with howdy.
All right,
Tamika. They have been very receptive to it. Thank you very much.
Vegas is not Philly.
Yes, that is true.
Well, we thank you so much, Ms. Julia, for coming on and hanging out with us tonight and sharing the nominees. So may the best.
You're welcome. May the best reviewer win.
Exactly.
Again, everyone, that was Ms. Julia Press-Simmons. She announced a category for Reviewer of the Year. Again, congratulations to the nominees, Ross Sister, Joey Pickney, Cheryl Francis, Art Book Club, and Urban Review. Without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on our next announcer.
And that would be
Ms. DC for Divas.
Hello. Hey, Tamika.
Hello.
Hey,
hi,
yes,
honey.
Tia,
how
are you? I'm
hey,
good.
Hey, ladies. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Thanks for asking me to be a part of this.
Oh, I'm glad
no,
that
you
were more receptive because I know this is a Wednesday. It's hump day, and everybody's kind of like busy and scatterbrained and just running everywhere and doing things. So I appreciate you coming on and being a part of this because it was kind of
oh,
all
thank
me,
you.
So I appreciate
no
it.
Problem. No problem.
Yes,
thank you for all the support that you give to the community. Also, you too, Anna. I know you had a couple of my authors on a couple of weeks ago, so I want to tell you thank you. Hadn't talked to you since, but thank you for all you guys do. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes. I enjoyed them too. And Ewan is just, oh my God. it was a great interview. I enjoyed them.
Oh,
okay.
Lord. Tamika, shut up.
What? talking about Eon?
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to pump up Eon's ego right now. We know Eon's a cute child. We know Eon got a nice boy. But I'm moving out next.
Check out Secrets Never Die coming soon.
Okay, Tia, go ahead and let us know about DC Book Diva and DC Book Diva Publications. Let us know about some of the things you got going on.
All right, well, we have two different divisions right now. Of course, you know, DC Book Diva's mobile bookstore is a mobile bookstore that is around Washington, D.C., and actually online at ship2inmates.com and also urbanreviews.com. We actually basically do the same thing Julia does. We have mobile bookstores all around the D.C. area, and we service the community that's underserved with literary arts. So we've been doing that for about 7 years now, and it's something that I do still hope to do even with all the changes in the industry. There's nothing like, in my opinion, meeting authors up close and personal. So we try to bring that up close and personal experience every time we do an event. And then we have DC Book Diva Publications, which is the home of some of today's hottest urban authors. We have Dutch and Eon Williams and R.J. Champ and Pinky Dior and Reginald, Fraser Boy and Nathan Welch. So I'm in my third year of publishing, and I'm enjoying everything that's happening with the industry, all the changes, and it's never a dull moment.
That's what's up. Well, I'm glad to see you be in the industry and be in it for so long and stay consistent. Because hands down, you see a lot of people fall off. And so I'm happy to stay consistent and keep on going with it, because this industry is always changing and always evolving. Even when I came out, people were saying it was changing and it was evolving. And even now,
it has changed every year. Yeah, every year that I've been here, it has changed.
Yeah, it is changing.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to change. So definitely, definitely stay consistent and keep doing what you're doing. So let's go ahead and go into your category as well. So let us know what category you're doing, and go ahead and give us who the nominees are.
Okay, my category is Port of the Year, and the nominees are Julia Press Simmons, Archuleta Chisholm, GPA, and Imani Wisdom.
And again, the Port of the Year nominees are just Nassau, Miss DC Book Diva, Miss Tia Short. Thank you so much, ma'am. Let us know your website.
Thank you.
Out.
Our website is dcbookdiva.com. And congratulations to everyone who was nominated.
Thank you.
And I probably lost Julia Preston, so she probably doesn't know that she was nominated, but we'll find out shortly. So congratulations to all the poets that were nominated. Again, like Ms. DC Book Diva just stated, Julia Preston, Archuleta Chisholm, GPA, and Imani Wisdom. Congratulations to you all. Now, we're going to be going to the categories that are going to be announced by Ms. Anna Black and myself. Ms. Anna Black, if you can go ahead and announce your category, and then I'm going to go into mine.
Okie dokie. I am making an announcement for AANBC Author of the Year. and it's like a couple of people I know, so I'm like, oh, my God, I want them to win. Oh, my God, I want them to win. Oh, my God, I want them to win. So for AANBC's Author of the Year, we have Arthur Wink, Greg Burton, who was just joining us a little while ago, Miss Monique D. Mensa. She's nominated again. She actually won, 2010. Okay. She won 2010. And we have Cheryl Fay. We have Christian Cashel. And we also have Miss Tiffany Ashley.
That's what's up. And
congratulations.
This is a category for AANBC Arts of the Year. These are authors that AANBC has read throughout the year prior. So congratulations to all those nominees. Wink, Greg, Monique, Cheryl, Christian, and Miss Tiffany. Congratulations to all of you. And so I'm going to announce the category, and then I'm going to take it back to Miss Anna Black. I want to announce the category for Indie Publisher of the Year. And the nominees are Life Changing Books, Wahida Clark Presents, Cartel Publications, and G Street Chronicles. Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations, everybody. Well, it's back to me. We have, I think after this one, we have like a couple more that we need to announce.
Right.
I'm going to make the announcement for Female Author of the Year. We have Miss T Styles, Miss Tracy Brown, Miss Tracy B, Envy Red, and again, Miss Wahida Clark.
That's what's up. Again, that was my Female Author of the Year. So congratulations to you all. And for those, again, so before I go into the next category, those who want to know like the full list, you'll be able to see it at aanbcvoting.blogspot.com, which is our standard blog that we started in 2009 for the awards. Or you can find it on our website at aanbookclub.com. That will be up probably within the next hour or two. And as well as, like I said, our social media manager is now posting them as well on Twitter, so you'll be able to see them on Twitter as well. So if you know any of these nominees that are being announced right now, please reach out to them and let them know that they have been nominated. And the voting process will start. I hadn't even thought about that, y'all. See, this is why I need assistance. The voting process will start. I really didn't think about this. It's going to start next week. I'm going to put it out there next week, and I'm going to work on it so that everybody can start voting for their nominees. So hopefully by next week. And as I stated, the winners will be announced at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival on May 6th in Baltimore, Maryland. And again, go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com if you want to attend the event. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and announce my next category, which is going to be Breakout Author of the Year. Breakout Author of the Year is a category where this is the first time author, they came out, they did it big, and they are very successful at it. So congratulations to them. The nominees for Breakout Author of the Year is David Weaver, Shabella Dawn, Andrea Davis, Chris Renee, and Kai Storm. Congratulations to all of you.
Wow.
And so, I think that
next we should do Street Lit Writer of the Year.
Okay. Go ahead and break it down.
Okay. And more people that I know, yay. We have Miss Ashley Antoinette, Quan, Jaquavis Coleman, he's in another category, Mr. Eric S. Gray, and Treasure E. Blue.
Now, that is a hard category, hands down. That is, like, a lot of heavy hitters and one category. I'm kind of interested to see who's going to win that category. Like, that's kind of deep there. That's a lot of heavy hitters. And I want to say, I don't know who won last year. I can't remember. I should have kind of had that open, too. But I think, I'm not going to say who I think it is.
Yeah,
but,
because if you say it wrong, just don't
right,
even say it.
What? So I'm not gonna. Did we announce the romance author of the year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Did we do romance author of the year?
No. I'm gonna do romance author of the year, and then you can take it back to magazine of the year.
Okay, no problem.
All right, the romance author of the year nominees are Ms. Donna Hill, Frances Ray, Letitia Lovely, Sharice Hodges, and Brenda Joyce. And these are all authors who write romance. And there were no men in that category. So congratulations.
Because men really, rarely ever write romance.
I know. Ain't that funny?
You know what? We need to get an erotica category. Because we got some steamy books out there that people are dropping.
I think we used to have an erotica category, but it's probably going to drop.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and announce the nominees for Magazine of the Year. We have Announced By Joey Pinkney. We have Juicy, Vive, Essence, Black Literature Magazine, and Urbania.
Right,
I think that's all our categories.
It does, all the categories. But now what we're going to is the Reader's Choice Award nominees. And I am the only one that is allowed to announce this category because it's so special. I created this category last year, and this is the only category that is open to the public for nominees. All the other categories is by our awards committee, and they send in their nominations. So this category is people that was nominated by their friends, their family, and their fans. And so I know I'm going to mispronounce some of these names, but I want to say congratulations to all these nominees for the Reader's Choice Award because you are very well deserving of it. Your fans and your supporters feel that you are. So congratulations to Jessica Miller Epps, Joyce Oscar, Shawanda Q, Champress Bevel, or Bevel.
Bevel.
D.H. Brooks. Congratulations on all of you. And please go out there and let everybody know that you were nominated for the Reader's Choice Award. So, and this award, this actual award actually looks different than all the other awards. This is like the special type of, you know, like the honorary type award. So congratulations to all of you that were nominated in the Reader's Choice Award. And then the last category that's going to be exposed, we don't do nominees for them. We don't do nominees for them. We just, again, we take it back to the public. And we're going to be announcing the Urban Book of the Year. And that's going to be announced sometime during the Boston Urban Book Festival. The last year's winner of Urban Book of the Year was Ms. KP for The Dirty Divorce. So we're going to be taking in nominees again for the Urban Book of the Year, and that's going to be, like I said, to be announced at the Boston Urban Book Festival. So congratulations to all of you nominees for this year's 2012 AANBC Literary Awards. We have announced every single category. It's actually about to go on our blog at aanbcvoting.blogspot right now. So make sure that you go onto that link. We're going to be posting that on Twitter and in the chat room. So go on that link, and we will be you'll be able to go ahead and see the full list. So congratulations to all of you nominees, and be blessed. And you go ahead and end the show, and then we can, again, end it with some Whitney Houston.
Okay. Well, the only thing I want to announce is that for tomorrow, March 1st, we'll have Stephanie Adams and Miss Mac Mama. So please be sure to tune in at 7 p.m. Central to get to know them and a little bit about their literary works. I had a good time, and again, congratulations to all the nominees. Everybody is a winner, so even if you don't win, okay, your book is still good. You got nominated, but congratulations to everybody, and we'll see you back here on tomorrow. What do you want to go out with, Miss Tamika?
Tell me something upbeat.
Let's see. Which one do we have? Oh, you know what? Well, Whitney Houston, Million Dollar Bill is upbeat. Let's go that.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a great night, and we'll see you back here on ABC Radio on Thursday night. Y'all be blessed.
All right, good night.